In 2015, Minnesota had the third highest number of human trafficking cases, according to the Minnesota Department of Transportation. This morning, we're having a conversation with St. Louis County Commissioner Beth Olson to talk about her recent roundtable discussion with the head of the Blue Campaign from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and other officials from the region to talk about this issue and hopefully find some ways to resolve and improve those conditions for people who have been unfortunately trafficked, and maybe to also bring suspected traffickers to justice. She joins us by phone this morning. Commissioner Olson, good morning.
Good morning. I appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. Tell us about this roundtable discussion and how it came to be.
Sure. Actually, what happened was the chairman of Homeland Security, Senator McCaul from the U.S. Senate, was here visiting in Duluth. Actually, he was looking at our port, and he was looking at port security. And he and I were a part of a different roundtable talking about port security. And then we got a chance to start talking about human trafficking and how that's an issue for Homeland Security as well. And so he connected me up with a newer campaign at the federal government called the Blue Campaign, where they're trying to address trafficking on the local level, and they're working with local communities to try to boost their efforts to combat human trafficking. And so so when I connected with them, I invited them to come from Washington, D.C. and come to our community and visit with our local people who are working on this and see if there were new things that they were doing or ways that we could connect in with what the federal government was doing and, you know, bring more resources, bring more information here at our local area.
It's really wonderful that that kind of discussion can happen today. That's it's great that also that the senator took the time to say, you know, we're here about one issue, but here's this other issue. We should really address that as well. And that the senator took the time to step sideways and work harder on another thing as well.
Absolutely. And it really was timely because we've been doing a lot of anti-human trafficking efforts here locally for years and years and years. I was actually part of an initial group that got together, just a group of women who worked in domestic violence, sexual assault programs, who were recognizing that they were responding to women and kids who'd been trafficked. And we wanted to just get together and share, like, how could we work better together? And from there, we ended up forming, getting grant money and forming a trafficking task force. And that task force has been very effective in doing education and in prevention efforts and things just to make people aware that this does happen here. It is something we need to respond to. But now really the next steps are to look at how can we better support victim survivors of human trafficking? How can we make sure that they're safe? How can we make sure that they're protected? And then how can we make sure that they're protected enough that they can participate in prosecutions where we can actually hold people accountable and start to stem the tide.
Mm. What do you think are the reasons, because when you see the statistic, it almost hurts to be a Minnesotan to see that we have the third highest rate of human trafficking in the nation. What is it about Minnesota and perhaps St. Louis County itself that maybe makes us a target for this kind of trafficking?
Well, I think there's a couple things with those numbers. One is that we also have a very solid system in Minnesota for reporting our numbers about trafficking. We also have a solid social service system. We have a number of nonprofits that work on this issue. So we've gotten out ahead of it. We've been building awareness. We've been getting people to call in and let us know that this is happening so that we can help them. We've been working on it for a while. And so part of those numbers are that they're not really that Minnesota is targeted. It's that actually we're just doing a great job of getting out ahead of it. And so we have a better sense of what's happening here locally than a lot of other communities do. We're actually quite far ahead.
Okay. So what was the takeaway from the roundtable? What is the next step? Certainly, we need to try and get on top of it and prevent it and find ways of stopping it before it really occurs. But what are the next steps?
Oh, we had a lot of great ideas on that roundtable. Actually, it was very, very productive. We had staff from all of our federal representation, our congressman staff, our senator staff, and they took a lot of notes. We actually had a lot to pass back to the federal government. There were a couple key things. We really need assistance from the federal government in helping us to provide witness protection for people who have been trafficked so that they can come forward and report and participate in investigations and prosecution. And mm-hmm. so we sent that back as an ask, like, could you please work on this on a federal level? That would really support us in local prosecution. We also decided to kind of reboot the trafficking task force and take another look at who's involved in it and who needs to be involved in it, you know, reaching out to people such as, people in working in treatment centers, people, you know, bringing in our jail staff, so other places besides nonprofits where people show up who have experienced trafficking, and kind of bringing them into the mix. So we're going to relook at the design of that trafficking task force and redo some goals. There was a whole lot, but those are two key things.
And it does seem really important, too, that you've got federal, state, and local officials and groups all working together on this, because I imagine it really can be a crime committed on all of those levels, crossing state lines, of course, making it federal, but even on a local level, too, so that all these groups are communicating what's going on can certainly help.
Absolutely. I think one of the key goals I had in having this roundtable and hosting it as a county commissioner was that we get the county more involved. I mean, we have been involved, our county attorney's office, our sheriff's department, so it's not that there hasn't been involvement, but at the level of county commissioner and administration of thinking through what all can the county do to play a proactive role, how can we participate with our partners, that really hadn't been done, and so that was really one of the goals I had of hosting it as a county event and bringing everyone together, and I think that we accomplished that, and we have a better idea of kind of maybe where we fit, some things that we could do to help support the local efforts.
Yeah. And for those of us, I guess, who really aren't aware day to day living in this community that human trafficking does exist in our midst, are there red flags? Are there things that people can look for to identify potential victims of human trafficking in our area?
Yes, there are. So if you have especially people under 18, like younger kids, and all of a sudden they have money that's unexplainable, they have new clothes that's unexplainable, they're disappearing for periods of time with new people that's unexplainable, just things that seem out of the ordinary, it's a good time to take a look around. I think the thing to be aware of is that, you know, when somebody is being trafficked, and if they, you know, whoever their person that's controlling them is, their pimp or whoever, I mean, they're a dangerous person. And so nobody wants to just step right in the middle of something and get in front of somebody who is trafficking other people. You want to reach out to that person very carefully, very subtly. If you see that, probably it's going to be someone that's closer to you that you know that you could have a conversation with and try to find help for them. But it is a situation where I think, you know, we don't just want people kind of walking around generally in the community saying, oh, I think something's happening over here, let me deal with it. We want to bring in the people that can handle it.
Sure. We've got a link we'll set up to the DHS.gov/blue campaign page as well. But is there a local page addressing issues in the region about human trafficking in the blue campaign?
The local organization that kind of heads up the efforts is PAVSA, the Program for AIDS Victims of Sexual Assault. And so their website is just PAVSA.org.
Well, Commissioner Olson, thank you so much. This is great. And I'm congratulations on having that meeting. And I'm looking forward to seeing great work coming from this meeting as well. And I know it's an uphill battle, but we thank you for fighting it.
Yeah, thank you. You have a nice day.
Thanks. Take care.
Bye-bye.
St. Louis County Commissioner Beth Olson, who recently had a roundtable discussion with federal, state, and local officials and community members as well about the Blue Campaign, the name given to the Department of Homeland Security's efforts to raise awareness about human trafficking, as well as its work with law enforcement, government, non-government, and private organizations to protect people who have been trafficked and to bring suspected traffickers to justice.